Are you ready to create a life you crave? Let's spin that doom loop of negativity into an upward success cycle and start living lucky.
Good morning.
I'm Jana.
I'm Jason.
And we are living lucky. Start your week with a bang.
Bang, bang, bang. Chitty, chitty, bang, bang.
My writing coach says I use exclamation points a little too often.
I need to use them more often. Maybe I'll take some of yours.
I love you, period.
Do you love me?
Question mark. Please, please, exclamation point.
I want to hold you in
parentheses.
That's a fun song.
It is, right? I use way too many exclamation points, and she says only use it if the sentence ends in a bang. And I said, my whole life is a bang.
There you go.
Right? I speak with bangs.
That's extraordinary.
It is. Because we create our bangs. We create extraordinary. It's up to us.
Take it back to the 80s.
It's up to you. Right? I kind of look like I am from the 80s today. I mean, look at these sleeves. I even took out the shoulder pads. I had shoulder pads.
What? An Aquanet.
Wait, do you have shoulder pads?
Because I don't think I do. I do have shoulder
pads. Now that I've been wearing, look how, I mean, literally, I look like I have saggy boobs on my shoulders.
You look, I think you look fantastic. Look at you. You're looking banging.
That's a different connotation.
Is that a Prince song?
When you're looking banging, that's totally, woo, back it up, Shoffer. Keep it classy, San Diego. No, but now that I've been wearing business suits more often, I've been noticing that we are still putting shoulder pads in the shoulders. And I don't know about you ladies.
You gotta tackle people.
But I cut mine out. In fact, Jason, he went to the trash can the other day and he goes, why are there a bunch of shoulder pads in the trash can? Do you remember saying that?
I do.
And I'm like, I can't believe they're still putting shoulder pads in women's garments. I don't want to feel like I'm walking around like Husky Woman. Not that I'm walking around. I would love to be walking around. But do you know what I'm saying?
I do.
Anyway, we're talking about starting your week with a bang. And the way we do that here at the Shelfer household is we get up and we start with intention.
Yeah, and we started last night.
We did last night when we went to bed.
We're laying in bed. How are we going to be as impactful as we can this week? And we talked about it while we were laying in bed, getting ready for this week.
We ask empowering questions and we start. Literally, your morning routine starts the night before. It starts the night before. And it takes a little while for that to sink in. But it starts the night before. And it starts with a bedtime routine. It starts with a good night's sleep. That's one thing. But it's the empowering questions you start asking yourself as you go to bed. I know that you always talk about gratituding.
It primes your subconscious.
But we started having the conversation, how can we help each other be accountable this week? How can we help each other show up as our best? And do you hear our dog grunting in the background?
She's like,
it's time to go out.
She
again.
Also feels like she can't be part of the show if there's no couch back there.
There is a couch back there.
I even put a blanket on. She can run up and down and roll on and all that.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, my goodness. Good morning, Pam. Oh, she says, I see it as a comeback. She must be talking about the shoulder pads. And Julin says, happy Monday. Patrick is here. I love it that the gang is together. Sheila says, y'all look very classy. Well, you know what it is? We watched this documentary about Michael J. Fox, and it did kind of put us in an 80s mode today. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
He had some really great hits.
Seavers.
No.
Family Ties.
No, he was not the Seavers.
No,
he was not the Seavers.
I always go back to the Seavers.
I can't believe you.
I know. But
that was Kirk Cameron.
That was Kirk Cameron.
No, Michael J. Fox,
Family Ties.
Yes, he played the little Republican who knew it all on Family Ties.
Yeah,
remember?
Alex.
And then
Alex P. Keaton.
Alex P. Keaton, which that was an improv moment when he put the P in there. If you want to let Tater out, I got this. And then while that was happening, he became an international film star because Steven Spielberg called him and said, hey, I have this movie and I think you'd be the perfect fit. So he literally was doing Family Ties during the day. Then they had a driver that would come pick him up, take him over to Back to the Future set, and he would work all night long.
All night long,
and then take him back to Family Ties in the morning. And he literally did that for
3.5 months.
For 3.5 months to make that film. And then that film turned into Teen Wolf. And then that film turned into Success. What was the future of my success? Or Secret to My Success. Yep. Which that became a huge hit. And he just had hit after hit after hit there for a while. And he became huge.
He was a sensation. He was a 4.5-foot sensation.
And then he realized that he started getting a twitch in his right hand.
1990.
He started getting a twitch. And so if you watch some of his movies, he always had something in his left hand to hide the twitch. And he literally started timing pills for about So 7.5 years he got so that he was timing pills of dopamine so that he could go do a scene and hide his tremors or his shakes. And then it got to the point where he just couldn't hide it anymore. But I just found that fascinating of trying to live a facade and constantly being in his head about, oh no, what if someone finds out? What if someone finds out? And just being terrified of that.
Yeah.
Oh, I just found his story to be fascinating. And while he was doing all that, then of course he became an alcoholic because he was drinking wine and margaritas and alcohol to help him
hide from himself.
Not only hide from himself, but to numb out from the despair and the depression of the doom of thinking, oh my gosh, I'm losing control of my body daily. Am I going to wake up tomorrow? And you don't really realize which body part am I not going to be able to control today?
But that lends itself to, again, hiding from it. Because as soon as he brought it to the light and said, I'm going to face this, I'm going to deal with it, I'm going to be intentional about it.
And be empowered by it.
He hasn't had a drink in 30 years.
Yes. So, and also then he also
leaned into
it and said, not only am I going to face this, but I'm going to become a champion of it. I'm going to team up with Muhammad Ali. I'm going to go to Washington, D.C., and I'm going to become a champion of Parkinson's disease. I'm going to fight for and lobby for different drugs and different types of
scientific research. Yeah, I'm going to use my quirkiness in my acting. So he leaned into it, and instead of dimming that part of him, instead of hiding that quirk, hiding that what he saw as something very frightening, something scary about himself, he basically brought it to the light, said, hey, this is something about me, something that is a part of me and who I am. I'm going to put it in the light. I'm going to show up with a bang.
He chose to live with a bang.
Yeah. And it actually
put an exclamation point on it.
And it put an exclamation point on his life that already had a bang in front of it.
This is who I am. I might as well love myself. I might as well love myself. And you know what happened? Is the minute that he did that, the audience loved him even more.
Yeah, because you'll remember Siskel and Ebert had already started labeling his movies as a
thumbs down.
Like he was on
and
the,
a two thumbs down.
He was kind of on the
downward
spiral, rolling down. And then when he lived into his authenticity, lived in like really turned up his light again.
Spin City came out. Spin City, and it was how he learned to spin positive. He learned to lean into it. He learned to change his perception. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. That is Wayne Dyer's famous quote, and that's exactly what he did, but he had to do it internally. He had to do it internally, and it is a choice. So there's only three things in this world that we have control of, and Michael J. Fox is such an example of this. It is perception, decisions, and actions. And he chose to perceive his situation in a different light. He chose to make the decision, okay, you know what? I'm going to embrace this. I'm going to face it.
I'm going to be committed to it.
I'm going to become a champion of it. And then his actions, he just decided, okay, let's be transparent. Let's even be self-deprecating about it. And let's show people, let's lead.
Let's show up full out.
Let's show up. Let's play full out. And let's just be an example. Let's be a role model. Ah! Let's live with a bang. That's how you do it.
Yeah. So
Oh my gosh, I love him even more. Don't we love him even more?
Yeah. Oh. So start your planning ahead of time. Be intentional. And get an accountability partner. Get some coaches. Hello, we're here if you need us. Show up every morning.
Start your morning
for Living
with
Lucky.
Living Lucky.
That's right. And get out there and take
some
action.
And put an exclamation point on it,
yeah,
by golly.
Have some plans, take some action, and do what you love. Be your full authentic self and do what makes you happy.
Choose extraordinary. Bye. I love you, period.
Do you love me? Question mark.
Please, exclamation point. Bang! I want to hold you in parentheses. Okay. On that note, we need to go let our dog back in. Have a great day, guys. Bye-bye.
If the idea of living lucky appeals to you, visit us at startlivinglucky.com.